Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Open Mic Tuesday Night, New York, live. And hello, everybody. The program where you can phone in if you want and create your own subject. 213-816-1650. Talk about what you want. And I was just commenting before we went on the air about this guy, Musk. They say his business fell, his car business fell off 28%.
Nice.
And they're announcing on the news that he hasn't paid his business rent in weeks.
No.
So I don't know. Who knows how long this guy's going to be around?
Now, I have a feeling he's just an idiot. That he just doesn't care.
I don't know, but it's not good to deal with a company that is half-assed.
Oh, yeah,
like
I agree
with that. Believe me.
No, I agree with that. But the thing that I just know about him, he's just really, really weird.
Somebody, now look at this other guy, Pride, whatever his name is, the one with the coins.
Oh, the Bitcoin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's the government. They said on the news that the government in the West Indies or something.
Yeah.
The government over there is trying to get property back from him because evidently now he can't pay for it. He probably ran up billions of dollars worth of property. Who the hell knows? These guys are stupid and crazy, you know. They really are.
They're very crazy.
I mean,
for people who are dealing with
a lot of money and high finance, they're pretty stupid people to do this stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
I heard a lot more things. One woman was on, on chat, and we all were talking and leaving stuff posting. And then Elon Musk friended her and I, and she said, I can't believe I just, blocked Elon Musk for being an idiot. So there it is. He's an idiot.
Yeah, well, I'm not impressed with that guy. He doesn't seem to know how to conduct business stuff, you know.
Well, he's the one who did SpaceX and went up to a private person up to space.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, these stupid things that he does that are meaningless. Don't just a waste and creates more pollution.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I agree with that.
Now, this other guy, some time back, I was getting emails from somebody who was threatening me, you know, about they're claiming that they had access to my device and all this, and that I'm doing obscene stuff and all that, blah blah blah, and they had access to my camera, you know.
Your camera,
I thought it was so funny because I don't have any of this stuff, you know.
I know you don't have
but
anything.
But now, they wanted me to give them money, and then they would destroy all the so-called evidence that they have, right? Now, the thing is, the reason I'm telling you this story, because the money was supposed to come from this guy's thing, Bitcoin, whatever the hell it's called. How do you like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Next thing you know, this guy's out of business and crooked.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I always say, man, woe unto those who stumble the lame and the blind. I'm telling you.
It's true.
The
it's
Lord is
going
to get your ass. Let me tell you something. And look what happened to this guy. Now he's a criminal being sought, you know, and a possibility of
board or something.
Prosecution and all that now because of these stupid coins. And whoever sent me this email is telling me, you know about this Bitcoin. You know how to do this. You da-da-da-da. What a bunch of friggin' idiots in this world, I'm telling you. They're so stupid. They have no common, down-earth horse sense.
That's true.
You know? So there you have it, folks. Right on inner sight. You know, somebody trying to get money out of me, and I'm sure many, many thousands of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And now look where they are.
Right.
All right, open mic. Brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. 609-388-7004. Dr. Taquito. Joanne Diamond, the Taquito lady. And we thank her for all her help.
Mm.
All right. Big East Taquito Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. So check them out. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the children that have perished at the hands of evil doers. We inner sight remind you, go an extra mile for a child. All right. We're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport, New York. 631-286-0444. Great food and a nice place to visit. And look for Milton's presence when you're there, the guide dog who was killed at the school back in July, the Guide Dog Foundation place. All right, so, and if you'd like to be a part of fighting for justice for Milton, here's the name of the district attorney, Spencer Mendez, Suffolk County DA. 631-853-4104. 853-4104. Call Mendez and tell him to apply as much punishment as is possible to Milton's killers, because it's far from over.
No, it isn't over. Nope.
Anyone would like to do a day for Milton?
That'd be nice.
Contact Inner Sight. We have a package we could send you. And you don't have to spend any money to do a day for Milton in your town. It's just a matter of bringing together the disabled community, sending out a news release, and presenting a proclamation. So if you'd like to do a day for Milton, let us know. We're prepared to help any municipality do a day for Milton and honor a great, great guide dog. All right, let's see. We're brought to you by Ross & Ross Law Firm, New York City, 212-425-1020. My dear friend Audra and David and the family. And we honor Dave's mom, Eleanor. And so if you need a good negligence attorney, 212-425-1020. Ross & Ross. And this is Inner Sight, open mic. Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. So if you're out there and you want to call in, you have a subject you'd like to talk about, just keep it clean. Otherwise, we'll have to give you the boot. the monumental boot.
Hmm.
See, we have an extra boot. It's a big boot. Belongs to a horse.
Uh-oh.
So, don't try to fool us, because we know, you know, we have horse sense.
Mm-hmm.
On inner sight. Oh, by the way, you want to stay in shape and have some fun? Here's the number. 631-445-3464. Self-defense. The Third Eye Insight. Third Eye Insight. Devin Fernandez. 631-445-3464. And anyone out there who is having trouble feeding their animal, we got a good number for you. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. You can get free dog food, cat food, and even medical when they're able to do it. 631-484-3085 on that phone number. All right, this is Open Mic Live, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. We thank them for all their support. I want to thank the Michigan Independent Living, Michigan State, for their email. I answered your email. I hope you can open it. I know you left me a number. I tried to get it, but it went too fast. But I'll try tomorrow to call you guys in case you can't open my email.
Yeah, that's happened before. Mostly it's people need a speaker, because everything comes out as an MP3 file. It's kind of nice, your application, but there's also some, you know, things that you have to just be aware of. You just have to have a speaker so you could hear what the email is about, or a sound card, you know, one or the other.
Well, there's all kinds of emails now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, I get emails that say that this email must be viewed in so-and-so mode.
Format? Oh, yeah.
Whatever that is, I don't know, but,
right.
You know. They're assuming that everybody has this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I suppose. Never assume.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's a good way to look at life. Never assume.
That's right.
Always check it out.
That's right.
So, and if you do send an email, always send a phone number. See? That's the best way, because, you know, the phones have been around a lot longer than this email.
It's true. But everything nowadays is...
Send
the
phone
usually,
number.
Oh, the phone number for what now? So,
when you send an email and you want to get contacted back.
Yeah, you
have
phone
to number.
Send it. Oh, okay. Basically, we have two phone numbers. One is for the nursing homes we use, and the other is just for general stuff. So if you can give a call at 631-224-3090, that's when our show is not, you know, running, you could give us a call on that number. And also, you could give us a call on another number for, like, nursing home stuff, and that is 631-487-2038. And you can give a call on that number as well. While our show is running, you could give us a call on 213-816-1650. Okay.
Well, that's the call-in number, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you send an email be sure to contain a phone number within the email.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to get a call back.
Right.
Especially
no pictures, attachments. I'm sorry. I was just going to
read the attachments.
Yeah, I'm going to just say no pictures, attachments, logos, links. Just leave it plain text and put it in the body of the email. And what it will do is it will create an MP3 file, and then Frank and I could read it better. That's it.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic around the world, and let's see, when's the big football day coming up?
Usually they have it like the beginning, end of January, beginning of February now, because they pushed it back a little, I think.
Oh, I thought it was New Year's Day, the big...
Well, that's for college football, I think.
Big football time.
Yeah, it is.
New Year's Day. And then you got the... What's the name of that big game? I don't follow football.
Super Bowl?
Super, yeah. Well, when that's usually in February, right?
Right, the beginning of February. You know why I know all about the football? Chris and I met on a football game. And we were at a party together. His very good friend, and his very good friend was, knew me from work. And he had a little difficulty introducing me again to Chris because he's kind of shy, and so is Chris. So I'm like, don't worry about it. We'll be good. And then I grabbed the phone number from his friend who worked with me. And Valentine's Day, my husband had 3 flowers and introduced himself to me.
Well, that was the most miserable day of your life.
He says to me, I know how to, he said, I know how to be with a woman on a first date, but that's all I do know from there. I'm like, well, sharpen up your skills because we're going to be doing other things. That's what I said. He goes, well, like what? I said, I don't know. Sky's the limit, isn't it?
Anyway, Inner Sight open mic, and... anything you want to brag about, you can do it right here. I got a couple of calls I have to make on my third line.
Mm.
And, of course, we usually have, Louie usually calls in on Tuesday night.
Yeah, closer to 8:30 usually.
If he remembers.
Let me look at the board and see.
All right. All right. So I'm gonna go off the line. I gotta make a call and bring in somebody from New York City.
Okay.
So you stand by with the show and don't. No dead air. No dead air.
No, there won't be dead air.
I'll be right back.
Okay. You know, the principles of open mic are really simple. You talk what you want to the mic, and you get a lot done, you know, by just hearing people's feelings at times. It's really an interesting, you know, thing that you can actually do that and not have any, a strict guideline on open mic. Thing is as long as it's clean, we usually, you know, put it on the air. And if it's not clean and people are cursing or whatever it may be, we take it off because we're really on a family time frame still. People are watching, you know, prime time stuff, and then we are, you know, playing at the same time. That's what our archive, they love our archive, you know, especially when they see one show did very well, then they go all gather to that one show. I'd love to say to our followers, thank you for helping us get all the way up to 117,000, 117. Wow. 117,
all right.
117. Yeah,
that's
you
a
like
good
that,
number.
Right? It is
I
a good number.
I couldn't get my party, so I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I'll try again a little later.
Yeah.
But 117,000? 117, is that it?
Yeah.
117, 117. Boy, a lot of 17s in that number.
Oh, yeah. It's like a pattern.
You know.
117, 117. It feels like it should keep going.
Yeah, I'm hoping by the end of the year. Well, we only got a couple of weeks to go.
Yeah.
You never know. Make 120,000.
It could be a miracle. Yeah, right.
It'll
I hope
take
so.
A
that'd
miracle.
Be nice. You mean 120,000?
120,000.
Wow. That'd be 3,000 more. That'd be 3,000
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So keep on listening, folks.
Oh, no, we thank you immensely for listening and commenting when you call in and keeping us on the straight path. You know,
help us
straight.
Reach our
thank
goal.
Yeah.
Before the end of the year.
Well, that's the straight path, Brian, getting our goal. I guess so.
All right. Tomorrow night, the Nursing Home Show. And what we're going to talk about is the Social Security increase that should not go to the nursing home.
That's true.
We're totally opposed to that.
That's
that
right.
money should not go to the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
They get enough money. The money should go to the individual to help them get their own apartment the hell out of that damn nursing home. That's where that money should go.
It should be saved for them. If you want to, you know more information about that, they have different saving type of things, you know, that people can use to, you know, help, you know, let their little extra like that, their extra Social Security, to increase, and you won't have a more of an issue, you know.
Yeah, but you can't have anything in a nursing home. They take it all.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Unfortunately, they do.
You know, that shouldn't be. That money
it's
comes
yours.
Because of that person.
Do you know I had to find, you know, $50 worth of clothing, which is very difficult to find in all the stores in New York. I needed to get my mom a top, a bra. I had to pay on my own for it all. And I don't have that much income because they spend down my income and force me to pay my bills with it. That's not a problem. But the thing is you have to allow people to be people. You know, say they had a birthday party and they want to buy something for somebody, then I can't buy anything with clothes for myself. Or say I wanted some sort of hand cream. I can't buy that myself. I would have to, you know, borrow from people. Because they take away all of your income. They don't allow you to, you know, spend that freely. And that's not fair, I think. You should be allowed to spend your money on whatever the hell you want. Everybody else does, you know.
Take away your apartment, your money.
Yeah. And
they
still try to take away more of your money even though you're living outside of a nursing home. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of stupid
anything over $1,000? Anything over $1,000? Say somebody decided they wanted for your birthday to give you a gift so you can go and, you know, buy something from the store. Well, that's not so easy. I get questioned about whatever it is. I said, it was my birthday. Couldn't my family give me money? And then everybody shuts up. If it goes above $1,000, then I'm in bigger trouble, you know. So it's so stupid in my eyes, seeing that, you know.
Yeah, the system is horrible.
It is.
And there's no signs that it's going to be changing either.
Well, today the president was on, and so was the vice president about helping people. I forgot exactly what it was about, but it was so interesting. It wasn't interesting at all. It was so boring. They should have just, and then I wrote on the page, I said, why don't you consider helping the disabled get out of nursing homes? You know, I wrote something like that.
No, they already do that, not get out of nursing homes.
No, wait, I
wasn't
finished.
Get rid of the nursing homes.
Exactly, I wasn't finished.
They help people to get out of nursing homes. What good is that if the damn place is still there?
That's right. We need to do both. You didn't let me finish. We need to
get you
got to
say that. You got to be very specific with these people.
Oh, I know. We have to do both because if we don't do both, like Frank said, it will just, these horrible nursing homes will still exist. Even the plan that they're making, you know, to cut down the size of the staff and all that, that's what we're going to go over on Wednesday night or even Thursday. We'll have to talk about that, Frank, because I'm going to get my friend to call in.
Well, she hasn't called in yet, so I'm not going to count on it. But
but if she does, it'd be good. You get to know what they told her, you know?
The money that's being used to get people out of nursing homes is being wasted because the nursing homes are still there.
That's right.
That money will never make any sense as long as those damn places are still there.
That's true.
It's a waste.
It is
a waste
of
taxpayers' money.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it.
Definitely.
Especially since the independent living centers can't even apply that money to get rid of the nursing homes.
There's not enough. Really isn't. You know?
Well, that would be enough. There would be enough
to
do things. What are you talking about?
No,
it would be more than enough. If they could use it in that way.
If they take away,
they're not allowed to use it in that way. They're not allowed to use the money to get rid of the nursing homes.
They want to. That I know.
There's plenty of money that they get.
Yeah, $196,000
on these programs. But they're not allowed to use it to get rid of the nursing homes.
Well, of course not. We have to fight them on that, I think.
I mean, what good is it? Anyway, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. If you'd like to comment, tomorrow night is our nursing home show. Thursday night, I don't know, with a guest or a subject or up for grabs. Anybody want to be on, give us a call.
Inner Sight. Especially if you have or you've been involved in a nursing home and you have changes that they're making to the nursing home, that would be very helpful because that's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, changes.
Well, the only reason why the person who I'm talking about couldn't speak with you right away is she's been dealing with trying to get her car replaced after somebody, you know, bashed into her car. Today she was all on the phone and, you know, very upset the way they were trying to, you know, handle the situation, you know.
Well, she was supposed to call in weeks ago, weeks before this car thing happened. And she never did.
I think she will. I think she will, because I gave her the phone number. Give her the phone number again, just to be, you know, 100%.
We'll see what happens.
If not, we'll just run a subject. It's not a problem.
No, the subject will be nursing homes tomorrow night.
That's right.
No matter
what. Exactly.
Anybody on the line?
Hang on, let me get to it. I don't know what's up with my phone. Oh, finally it came up. Okay. Oh, yeah, Louie's waiting.
Inner Sight with Louie the Lip. Live. On Inner Sight. Hello.
Hello,
hey,
Frank.
Hey.
Hey, Louie.
Hello, Suzanne, the cute voice through the phone.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Where did
you
go? You disappeared.
Me? I wasn't disappeared. I got the right number.
Yeah, you got the right number.
Yeah, you
did. Yeah.
You got the right
happy,
night, too.
Happy Santa
yeah.
Claus.
Hey, that's coming soon.
Yeah, happy Santa Claus.
Too early for New Year's, not now.
No, you have to just wait.
Yeah, I know. So, Frank, how you doing with yourself? On a Thursday, you got your time. It's 9:30 on Public Access, the repeats.
Oh, yeah, they got us on, yeah.
What about Cablevision or whatever, Altice, whatever they want to call themselves? Have they called and said that we could go back in the studio? Just curious.
Yeah.
Nope.
Hey, Suzanne, Frank Perino's Inner Sight at the studio's out of commission.
Oh, I know. I go there and I do the show with him there too.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Well, half the world's out of commission. What do you expect?
Yeah,
right.
I know. Yeah, that's right. You know. So
Louis is not out of commission.
You know, he's always on that show.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, try to get that show back on your TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you want to come on with the Conger?
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, I was playing Congas when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question now.
Okay.
Did you ever play... Tin cans?
Tin can? With sticks, not with your fingers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
you don't want to cut your finger.
You play it like a drum, right?
Yeah. Or bang it like a pot and pan, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does it sound like a bongo sound to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Did you ever do that?
On and off when I was a kid, I don't do that. I stick with my with a Congo drum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe when
and
you
I
come
play,
on,
I...
we'll have a few tin cans.
That'd
yeah, right. I know. Yeah. I went to bed on a late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. I watched SNL from a 12:30 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
What did you watch?
Yeah. Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What, the old ones?
No, the new ones.
Oh,
that's the 47th season.
Wow. That's a long
Who's
song.
On the new show?
That show you, Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Oh, really?
They show William Dafoe. They show, Amy Poehler was on, I guess, SNL.
All right.
Yep.
People
yeah.
I don't
Where'd
know.
You?
What about that other girl, Taylor? Is she ever on there?
Who's that?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she does the Saturday Night Live, you know. Yeah.
As a guest, right?
Yeah, she came on a while back, right?
Frank, I separate my the long johns I sleep with. You know, I separate the long johns. Some, not all of it. Some will get rid of it. I haven't for years, you know. You got to separate. You know, some you keep, some you get rid of.
That's right.
Yeah, well, what?
You sleep with long johns?
It's like pajamas, yeah.
Oh.
Well, base layer.
Wow, I couldn't sleep like that.
Yeah, you don't wear them?
No, not long johns. Not when I sleep.
I usually wear full clothes because my husband loves to make the room extremely freezing. So
I can't hear you,
better.
Suzanne. Talk up. Talk into the phone.
Okay. Sorry about that. What I said is my husband loves it very cold in the apartment. I sit here and I go, ugh. So sometimes he wakes up and he goes, why are you in your clothes? I said, because I'm freezing. And I have he goes, why didn't you lower the AC? I'm like, the AC's on in the middle of the winter? You're crazy. And that's what happened.
Well, that's why you're cold.
Yeah, all the time.
Put on an air conditioner? That doesn't make any sense.
He has bad breathing, so he puts the air conditioner on. It makes him feel better. But I told him, if you don't shut it off, you'll be waking up next time around with me with my coat on. He goes, okay. He lowers it, then when I fall asleep, he brings it up, up again. And then I wake up again.
Hey, Louie.
A little ritual.
Yeah.
Are you there? You ever go running out in the street with your long johns on?
No, I wear my stretch leggings to bed too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it cold for you?
Yeah, it makes me comfortable. I took the X large, not large, a little too snug.
Yeah.
Long gone John.
Long gone, John.
Yeah.
Now Louie's there.
Hey, Lou, give us a little promotion for Friday. Come on, who are we going to have?
Oh, Frank, one more thing. They got ladies' long johns also, Frank.
I know, I have it there.
I was looking at them since I went to Kmart. I went to Walmart. They got that there. I looked at it, and I put it back.
What's
mm-hmm.
the difference between the ladies' long johns and the men's?
It fits comfortable on your leg or on your body, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. But what about the opening part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the leg, and then for the shirt, the long top and bottom. Hey, we got some, Suzanne. It gets you some. Some of your old long johns, give it to a donation, and you get yourself a fresh pair.
Get a new pair. I have two pair. And that's when I'm really, really cold. I put the long johns under
the clothes.
What color
you got? What color?
I got a light blue, and a gray.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I got.
Where'd you get them, in a different store?
No, same store, same brand. It fit me good, so I figured I'd just change the color. That's all I did.
Yeah. You got two pairs each?
No, one of each. Because, I wanted to get more, but they didn't have my size, so I was like, okay.
I got to watch those, be careful, those long jaws get old, it gets shrink, shrink a little bit.
Yeah, and the wash, yeah. The best
thing
is
the
ladies
who shrink.
What do they call long... Long johns for ladies.
That's base layer.
No, yeah.
They got that in
Wait, let
Louie
talk. What do they
I'm
call
sorry.
Long johns for ladies, Louie?
Long johns for ladies, they got different sizes.
But what do they call them? It's a different name, no?
Yeah, I got it in my room. I can't donate. I told my mom, don't throw the rest of it. I got to save them. I got to keep them,
They call them Long Jane Plain.
No.
I get a new pair. Don't worry about it, Frank. I get a new pair.
Hmm.
All right.
Is that right, Suzanne? I got another pair.
That's right. You'll get another
Give
pair.
Give us a promo for the funnies.
Okay. This is Louie Rosanna talking. Turn on Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. Inner Sight presents the fireworks on Block Talk Radio. And in the beginning, Frank is putting on Laurel and Hardy and the Honeymoons and so on. I'm going to have a lot of fun with your friendly philosopher, Rosanna Dana, Sanford and Son. Your friendly philosopher, right. And Joel Milliken, what's his name, at 8:30.
Who?
What's his name? That's the guy you were talking to doing a joke about, that guy, you know.
Oh, your friend in your classroom, Frank? I'm not sure.
Oh, you're talking about Dinnigan.
Dinnigan, right. Dinnigan at 8:30. You might say you're turning Dinnigan. And I got to get the swab and the tickle fairy to go to the bathroom with Pat Cooper. I got to get the swab and the tickler ready.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be ready. I got to turn the ladies on.
Okay.
Friday night. With the frolics, we'll have some fun, goof around, come up with some ridiculous stuff, right?
Yeah.
Friday
hey, Susan,
night, Lou, don't
got,
forget.
Hey, Susan, I got the spandex long johns. I got that.
I got silk long johns. I love them that way.
Spandex.
You got the nylon, the cotton.
Yeah, mostly silk. They're really, really warm.
No spandex?
Hmm?
No spandex?
No spandex, just silk.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. They got that in Dick's Sporting Goods. We got men and also they got it in ladies, too.
Yeah, they call them long johns, too. Same thing.
Okay. I don't like expensive price. I like the low price.
Yeah, the only thing is when you wear those things, and you got to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, forget it, man.
No laying egg in bed.
I don't wear long johns.
Nah. You've never been wearing it. I wear them on and off, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's depending on how cold it is for me.
Hey, Suzanne, I love you very much. I'll keep
we
trying on
too.
Friday night at 8:30. On Friday night, Frolics.
I will. So you take care, okay?
Well, when
I
you
love
come
you
on the
much.
Frolics, you can play the conga with the long johns on.
Oh, no, you got to put some pants on. Nah, don't do that in private or public. Not in public.
No, we won't do that to you in public.
Long johns.
Only when you come on the show.
At home, not here.
Yeah, at home. You could wear your long johns and, you know, on Friday night and play the conga.
Oh, I got to cover myself up.
Okay, then wear a robe.
I'll borrow your robe. I got to tell you, I said, I'll borrow your robe. It fits on me than you.
No, I lost weight, Lou.
We'll disguise you with the camera, Louie.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Deck the halls with falls of folly, fa-la-la-la-la-la.
There you go.
Okay.
You
all right.
Suzanne, you're in my heart. I love you.
I love you, too, Lou. Be careful, okay?
Okay. You're in my heart. I'll call you Friday.
Yeah.
Take care, Suzanne.
Okay. Take care, Lou.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, open mic. 213-816-1650. Anybody else on the line?
No, just us.
All right, I'm going to try my call again. Stand by, world.
Okay. Yep. It's been very nice to speak with Louis. He's really... I can't wait to hear the conga on Friday. I know you're listening, Lou. Oh, I would love to hear the conga on Friday. Anyway, we do a lot of different things on Friday night. If you're good at telling jokes, we could have some night, like a joke night or something like that.
All right, we got Sharon from New York
mm-hmm.
on the air live on open mic. Sharon, you there?
I'm here.
What is she?
Hey, Sharon.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
How are you doing? All pretty right. Good.
You're a horse, you.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little horse.
Horseshoe.
Get better. Okay. Let me just give a phone number. We have a clinic on Amsterdam Avenue called Heritage Health. They have pantry, medical, dental, foot care, mental health, and I hope you'll all stop in, go to the fourth floor for appointments. The number is 212-862-0054. Again, 212-862-0054. Check it out, because there may be services I don't know about. All right, now, Virginia, I have to say something to you. I am an American, and you are very selfish on me. You tore a monument down. Now, let's talk about these states tearing monuments down. These monuments are part of our history of our country. I'm not happy that you tore it down. Put it back up, and you put it, you broke it up. Now, you've got to put it back together. Near each monument should be a box push where it talks to you about the monument, whether it's good or bad. People don't just learn from history books. You learn a lot from monuments. And if you're totally blind, looking at it with your hands makes a big, big difference. That's why I want this stopped from breaking our monuments up. Virginia, please put it back for all of us. I think you will find it helpful if it's from the Confederacy. All right, that is a part of our history. This, whether you win a war or lose a war, we should have monuments for that that help tourists and help people like me who get things out of monuments, touching them if I can, or being in one. All right, would you try to put it back up, please? And put the box there that explains what it is. This will be helpful to history. This is history of our country. Don't ruin it for all of us.
Well, didn't the Civil War give more people rights, including black people?
I have a question for President Biden. I went to Arlington Cemetery when you had the eternal flame. I was banging on the ground with my hand to see if the garden was all right. Well, if you stand like that where you can't move at all, does it make you mummified with your own friends or visitors? Are the guards all right out of doing something like this? Please, if you can, President Biden, I'd like to know. Thank you. So, now
I hope you get an answer.
I hope so.
Yeah, right.
It's something that I wondered about. But you know what? You wouldn't believe the heat from that eternal flame. You have a like a fence thing that come up to your knees. But if you are on the outside, the heat is unbelievable from it. It really is.
Really?
But I don't think we have it anymore. But it was a question I had about guards, because I always wondered if they were all right out of it. And what are they doing now that is different than what they were doing before? I'd like to know. President Biden, you know what? Maybe we need a law against tearing our monuments down. These are a big part of the history of this country. I'm an American, and I don't like people doing it, because you're taking history and trying to throw it away like it never existed. And I don't think it's right to do to us, to do to anyone. So if you could maybe get a law in where they can't tear the monuments down. A plaque was taken off a tree in one state. I want it back up there. Now, you might be able to do something with that plaque. See if the letters are raised a little on that. This may be interesting to people who can't see, not just for kids who can put their hands up on it. Another thing I wanted to talk about is, we're having graffiti at some of these places, and I'd like to know whose idea it is. That's got to stop. You're ruining a monument that is for all of us, like George Washington's house. And I think we need to have tourists. And why is no furniture in some of these houses What about the old-time furniture that was in that? I think we should have tours sometimes, and I think they need to touch old-time furniture because it's very different than what we have today. Museums, I like you to put something inside of people's hands that I've had in my own. It's pewter. It's very different how heavy those spoons and things are that they used to eat with. It's amazing how heavy they are. And you wonder, how do they hold these in their hands and eat? Well, we've got, what, tin spoons, steel spoons, and metal spoons. It's very, very different. So if your museums could cooperate more and try to bring things into people's hands, and you have to maybe explain not to drop them, but maybe you could put tables so you could hand things around. And
I hope
this will help people, because I am very interested in monuments myself, and I learn a lot from them, not just what's in a history book. Here's the real thing. Let's see. You know, this kind of thing. And I want to, there's one other thing I have to bring up. Commuters, please keep turning guns into our transit bureaus, because we can't have them on the street. And something is advertised I want to bring up with you. Locked guns shouldn't be in the house. What if your kid gets a hold of the key and takes it out of the drawer? You don't know what could happen. They shouldn't be allowed in houses, and I know a lot of you are fear for your lives right now. But let's all be together for the holidays and not have weapons to hurt each other. You could have an accident cleaning it or something. I know permits are easy to get, but turn the rifles in too, please. No.
Good advice.
And no drunk driving. Thank you. Okay, I'm finished. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Sharon from New York City, and makes a lot of sense, especially with the guns.
Yeah, definitely.
You'll never get rid of guns in this country.
Mm.
You know, that's why we came up with the idea of the dogs at the door, the schools, you know, to detect the firearms.
Yeah, which is good.
We still think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
The politicians are too stuck in their own way to try new things.
Yeah, they
that's
are
what's wrong
nice.
With politicians.
Definitely.
So we need some creative politicians. We need more politicians that are more innovative and not afraid to take a chance with something new.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, if you notice, if you deal with politicians, they're all the same.
Yeah,
they all think the same way. And that causes a lot of trouble for trying to get change for the better. All right, inner sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, we got a few minutes left. Anybody on the line?
I just refreshed. We have the just Frank and myself and Louis. He's just listening.
Oh yeah, Louis. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we will continue toward our goal of 120,000 by the end of the year, and I just want to make a public service announcement for Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the guide dog school last July. Call the district attorney's office and demand severe punishment for Milton's killers. District Attorney Mendez, Spencer Mendez, 631-853-4104. 853-4104. Mendez is the gentleman's name, Spencer Mendez. And we urge people to call and express their outrage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if we get enough calls, some politician will deem it worthy to create a law. You know, if they don't want to push the law through, fine. Create it. Put it in there.
Exactly.
We'll help push it through.
Definitely.
See, you have to you have to be all the way with these things. That's what these politicians are afraid of. You know, they're afraid of creating the law and then not pushing it. But at least if we have a bill or a law, you have more of a chance of getting it passed.
Definitely.
So I'll take it either way.
Right.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and we'll be with you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, the nursing home program.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about this increase, 8% Social Security increase, that money should go
straight to
the people who have earned it, and not to the nursing home. The nursing home has not earned it.
That's right.
The residents have.
I want people to think of one thing. When you look at, you know, the nursing homes, they go through every single thing to take away from you, even your house. If it has money, you know, that they can use, they'll take that away as well. So you got to be really careful that you don't get stuck into the long-term area, because your physical therapy, I'm going to put that in quotations, your physical therapy has worn out. You don't have any, you know, you're just at a plateau right now. Well, change the physical therapy up a little bit, and maybe people would be able to eventually go back to their homes. But that's not what you do. You just, you know, give the bare minimum, and that's it. It's not, you know, right. And that's how I feel about it.
The whole system is horrible.
Yeah, it is. I have a picture of myself that I'm going to put on the petition of me in my first nursing home stay. And it's like me with a half smile, because somebody had just bought me some nice food. It was my birthday. It was really nice. But yet, it wasn't nice. I was in a location where I didn't like being there. I wanted to go home, but I couldn't, because my house wasn't accessible. They had to make it accessible.
Well, you were lucky.
I was very lucky.
You had a house to be made accessible.
It's not my house. It's my mother-in-law's house.
A lot of people
but,
don't.
But we contribute a lot to this house, as much as we can, you know?
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocate for the disabled, 631-224-3090. Tomorrow night, 8 to 9. Tune in on Nursing Home Show. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.